It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall. And now the host of our program, your public affairs manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, April 13th, and it's at 10:33 in the morning. We have labored every week to bring in a special guest to talk about the inside things that are going on at City Hall and in the City of Biloxi, and we got the premier guest this week. We'd like to welcome into the City Desk the Honorable Andrew Fofo Gillich, Mayor of Biloxi. Good morning.
Good morning, Vincent. You have just a way with words, so it's great to be here with you.
What does Serena say about the job I do?
You do a good job. No, she says a great job, but I just let him say, feel like it's a good job.
Mayor, we've got a wealth of things going on in Biloxi right now, and we've got a big event on the town green this weekend. Shuckers opened play. We've got road work going on, a lot of paving going on in East Biloxi right now. But the thing that's on a lot of people's minds is, and I know you're doing a number of things with it right now, as far as after incident reports. Let me just cut to the chase, Mayor. What's your take on what we had in town this weekend with spring break?
Well, we were challenged. Again, looking at trend analysis, we increased as far as volume of visitors from 35,000 to 60,000. We're looking at, after action plans from the last couple of years. And again, the natural thing is traffic and trash. But, it's been some brought to our attention, the inconvenience as well as, behavior that was brought to our attention. So we're trying to address each one of those. But we're going to do that with a scientific approach to it, interviewing the businesses that should have impact and getting feedback from each one of the sectors and recording and letting metrics guide our course. We will determine what we actually can handle. There's a limit to everything.
And I know that this was essentially your second year in dealing with this, but it was just larger than anyone had really. Well, John Miller told us, the chief of the Biloxi Police Department, that he thought it was going to be bigger.
Yeah, well, a little bit like hurricanes. You don't know till they get here. So I'm not calling it a storm, but it's a challenge. Everything is a challenge, as you know. Sit in this office a while, and there are multiple challenges. It started at 7:30 this morning with me at Chevron Station in Woolmarket. So, every day is a new thing.
By the way, speaking of that, you've been doing that since before you became mayor, going out to what you fondly call the Woolmarket Planning Commission. Give people some insight into what happens at this meeting.
Well, just anything that comes natural to anyone. So we talk about where's the water, where's the sewer, where's the drains, where's the new bridges, where the new roads will be. And, of course, spring break was brought up. But it's just a natural way to shoot the breeze. Mm-hmm. So and I've enjoyed that. And I think I've only missed it when I've been out of town, either in D.C. or Jackson. So,
okay, let's cut to another story. The Biloxi Shuckers kicked off last night and kicked off throughout the first pitch. And as a matter of fact, I got to ask you, I was not at the game, but please tell me you did not roll it in the home plate.
How about a strike?
A strike.
Was it a curve or anything, or just straight?
Low inside, that's all. Low inside on a right-handed batter, yeah.
Okay, in all seriousness, from what I understand, the crowd numbers were up for the opening day?
Yeah, it was good. I think 30-something hundred, about 1,000 over what opening day was last year, but had a great visit when actually warmed up a little bit with Barry Lyons, a new ambassador for Shuckers. So it was fun. We visited with, as I said, I think on one of the interviews, I said it's pretty much like a family reunion. Some of these people you hadn't seen in a year, but it's bringing folks together. So that's what's exciting. And then a crack of the bat. You hear the crack of that bat, you're naturally, you had a ball game.
We want to remind baseball fans that the Shuckers will be hosting the Pensacola Wahoos all the way and through Sunday. There's a game tonight. There's a game Saturday. They'll have the fireworks after the game Saturday. And, of course, then they pick up again on Sunday. They'll be back at MGM Park on next weekend, which would be the 22nd. They're playing 9 games this month at MGM Park. They're playing 17 in the month of May, 12 in the month of June, 12 in July, 18 in August, and that's their big month. We need to see what we saw last night. What did you say?
69 more times. 69 more times will put us on the right track. But it's fun. I even had some good hot dog chips, cold drink specials last night. I ate one or two of those.
There are a number of things that they're doing this year to bring more people into the park. And if you go to the city's website, you can see the entire list of things that the Chuckers are doing. Okay, Mayor, let's talk about the East Biloxi infrastructure work. You've pretty much let it be known to staff that you want to see something finished.
Finished, exactly. This was started. It was easy to start, hard to finish, a little bit like, never mind, I won't say that. But, well, anyway, but basically, yeah, we're going to finish that gateway as you come off of I-110, and so it will be complete. And I think some things that IP were planning on doing, as soon as that's complete, these things will be complete, so you'll see a natural gateway when you come over the bridge and off to Bayview. So we're going to finish that as much as we can, as fast as we can.
And from what I understand, they're going to put the final asphalt in on Bayview, they're going to put the final asphalt in on Oak, and they're even going to stripe it.
We hope. That's right. We hope. No, again, we're confident that the completion will take place.
People who drive Pops Ferry Causeway, the Pops Ferry Bridge out there, they can see some work going on over there, and you've got to be excited about the possibilities of Pops Ferry Causeway Park.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, you look at some of the things we've done in the Pascagoula Basin with regard to places that you can sit and visit and just enjoy nature. That's a natural opportunity for us. So I think it'll be popping up out of the ground very shortly.
Ecotourism, they call that, William. Ecotourism, and it's a beautiful place to see the sunset. Okay, now let's move down to Point Cadet, Mayor. You grew up going through high school and so forth, working on weekends on going the boat to Ship Island. That is, you want to rekindle those memories.
Right. Well, this opportunity for excursions. I think they're having a history tour this week that's, I think, sold out. So that's exciting with the Pan American Clipper. My initials were all over that boat, still all over that boat, as a deckhand from the ninth grade till I was a junior at the University of Houston. So, that's great memories, and we want people to enjoy the memories that at least I had or we had in those visitations to the islands and other things.
Let me nail you down as much as I can. Where are we on bringing that back?
We're in the process.
Okay. We're looking at this summer, William, to see the resumption of service. And we also want to let people know we are not stealing this from Gulfport.
No, absolutely. It's just a natural way to increase the visitation to Gulf National Islands. And that's some of the things that we're trying to address on just exactly what T's you got across and dots that you need on top of that.
And the service will continue in Gulfport, what I was saying. And we got the big oyster festival this weekend and cook-off on the town green. You're a big oyster fan?
I am. Seafood, indeed.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about? What's big on your plate right now?
Just take a day off. That's no, absolutely. Everything is nonstop. It's relentless. You heard that word this morning, relentless. Mm-hmm. And we will be relentless in what we have to do for Biloxi.
You seem like you're still enjoying the job.
Yeah, it does. No, I am. I am.
Why?
Well, I mean, the challenges are nonstop, and that I get enjoyment out of solutions. And that's what turns me on.
I think the best thing that I can inject is when you're standing here with our mayor, is you can see the joy in his eye and the smile on his lips and the cadence of which he speaks. And that's very true. That comes from his heart, how he feels about his job.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, it's something that I enjoy. I love, and, I love the Biloxi, the family of Biloxi. And that's pretty much. And I think, this weekend, we want to ask everyone to be prayerful and have a happy Easter.
William, I want you to close the show letting people know when the mayor looks up from his desk, let people know what it says on that banner right over there.
In the spirit of our program, it is quite apropos, and in of this time of Easter, it is in our hands to create a better world for all who live in it. You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. A very happy, blessed Easter to you all. This is William Sackett speaking.
Thank you.